Bible friends, is the only book, the only source of information available to you that you might know and understand what it is that God, the true and living God, that is what He requires of you. It is written, Jesus says, and written, of course, for your benefit in the Bible, God's infallible word, faultless word, a word that He has given to you in order that you might be saved from the wrath to come, that you might be delivered from the ravages and the consequences of your sin. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Without the truth, without the way, without the life, without the Son of God, and without the propositions concerning Him written in the Bible, it is impossible for you to be saved, that is, to come into a right standing before Almighty God. It is written in that same book in the Bible, right at the very end, prophetic book, the book of Revelation. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. People, there is a day coming when you will stand before Almighty God, and the books will be opened, and you will be judged according, that is, to your works. The truth is that Jesus, the Son of God, came into the world to save sinners. Came, He did. That is historical fact, irrefutable. Your history books will tell you the truth of the matter, let alone the Bible. Jesus, the Son of God, came to rescue and to save sinners, poor sinners such as yourself, to rescue you from the judgment, rescue you from the wrath to come. People, He came just as the Bible predicted He would. He came, He lived, He died, just the way the Bible prophesied that He would. He rose again from the dead, just as the Bible said that He would, ascended, enthroned, and coming again. He will come, the Bible says, in like manner. He will come as He came before a second time, but He will not come as a Savior. He will not come to rescue you from your sin, but to judge you for your sin. He is appointed of God, the judge of all humankind, of the entire race. And there is a day coming, people, when you will stand before God and you will give account for every idle word, account for every thought and every action. There is a day of judgment. John says in the last book in the Bible, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and out of those things written in the books, they were judged according to their works. The second appearing of Jesus, the Son of God, And those books must be opened, and men will be judged. The dead will be raised to life. Everyone, the just and the unjust, will be raised again, raised out of your tombs and brought before the tribunal of God. You will be judged for your sin. The small and the great, he says, will stand before Almighty God and judge concerning those things written in the book. The book that is of God's remembrance. So many of you, you carry on in your sin because you have been deluded. You do the most abominable, God-hating things because you have taken this notion, this fancy into your sin-darkened minds that there is no such thing as a God. You have listened to the daft Dawkins and the deluded Darwin, and you have been convinced in your sin-darkened minds that you can sin with impunity, that there will be no retribution, no accountability. But let me tell you, the Bible makes it clear. John says, "And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and they were judged. The books were opened. The book of God's remembrance will be opened." You think no one sees you, no one hears you, no one will judge you, no one will bring you to account. God sees it all, and it's written down in His book. Your every thought, your every word, and your every action, your very sinful nature is all written down. God takes exact notice of everything. A record of every person in every generation that ever there was. And you will be brought to judgment. The books will be opened, and you will give account for those things written therein. I saw, he says, the dead, small and great. People, no matter what your station in life, whether it be small or great, princes, prime ministers, presidents, leaders of government, prime ministers, members of parliament, European ones, and local councillors alike, they will be judged. The books will be opened, and all those who have ruled over other people and nations will be brought to book, to account. Your present government, with its rampant greed and corruption, your present government, with its legislation for immorality, for sickening sodomy, and every kind of filthy promiscuity, the day is coming, says God, when Blair and Brown and all their confederates and everyone that ever ruled over a nation, they will stand before Almighty God, and the books will be opened, and they will be judged according to their works. People, no matter what your station might be, whether it be high and lofty, whether you rule over other people, other men, you live, maybe, many, many people, because of their position, they look down with arrogance and pride upon other people. They take no notice of other men and other people. They think they be their own gods. They think that they stand above God. They think that they alone rule in the universe. Well, God would have them to know different. Because all men, great and small alike, the Bible says, stand before God, and they will be judged according to their works. The small and the great alike, whatever they might be. ministers of the gospel will be standing there too. Men, and yes, dare I say, even women folk that stand in pulpits in your churches in this land and declare that which is false, that which is against, contrary to the word of God. Those that breathe out false doctrine, your Islamic fanatics with their barbaric religion that they fill the world with, they will stand before Almighty God and they will give account for their death-defying religion, their death-dealing and barbaric doctrine that they fill the minds of other simple-minded people with. The day is coming when Muhammad, with his false doctrine, the day is coming when all those who have preached from the Quran will stand before God and give account for their death-dealing doctrine, for their false prophecies. People, the Pope himself, the very Antichrist, will stand before God. He who sits in Rome with all his pomp and ceremony, with all his fine gold, with all his treasures round about him, and his death-dealing cardinals as well, they will stand before Almighty God, and the books will be opened, and God will judge them according to their works. People, every person, whoever propagated religion, whoever dealt out religion to men and women, they will be judged according to God's book. And if it is not what they have taught, if it is not in accordance with the word of God, the Bible, they will be judged for their deeds. They will be condemned for their false doctrine, their false teaching, their false religion, their false prophesying. They will stand before God, the great and the small, and they will be judged out of God's book when it is opened. Heads of family will be standing there in that day as well. You men whom God has placed over the heads of families, you who refuse and have refused to teach your children in God's ways, you who have taught your children atheism and godlessness and blasphemy and all kinds of filth and uncleanness that you pump into your children's minds day after day after day. Even your body language teaches your children. And the day is coming, says God, when the books will be opened and you'll stand before Almighty God. And the laughter and the sneering will be wiped off of your smug, arrogant, atheistic face. You will stand before God and the books will be opened and you'll be reminded of every word you spoke, of every action that you took that damned your children, sent them to a lost eternity along with yourself. You will give account to God, heads of families, parents, mothers, fathers alike, and grandfathers and grandmothers. You who teach your children godlessness, you will stand before God and you'll give account. The books will be opened, God's book of remembrance, and he will remind you exactly what you said, exactly what you thought, and exactly what you did. That day is coming. God's prophetic word announces it. John said, I saw the dead, small and great, princes and rulers, ministers of the gospel of religion, and family heads, parents alike. They will all stand before God and give account of the things, of the deeds that they have done. Even judged according to the places where men lived. Some people have lived in countries, in darkened places, in heathen lands, where they've never heard the voice of God, where they've never heard the tones of the gospel, the saving message of Christ and His love. But you people here under my voice this afternoon, you will be judged according to where you lived. You lived in a land where the gospel was proclaimed. You lived in a land where Jesus was presented to you. And you will give account for that. You will not say to God, I never heard. You will not say to God, I never knew. You will not say, I didn't know there was a Bible. You will not say, I didn't know there was a Savior. Because God will open His book of remembrance and He will judge you out of that book. He will show you that you did hear, that you did know, and that the street preacher was sent to you week after week after week, but you took no notice. Indifference, apathy, atheism, and godlessness. God will remind you of your attitude towards Him and towards His Son. The book will be opened and God will judge you out of that book. Even God's providences you will be reminded of. The times when God enabled you to hear His word, hear His promises, hear His threatenings. Even this afternoon, you will be reminded of how God brought you through a shopping center and heard the word of life, the declaration of God's righteousness. He will remind you of the providences that He brought about your life, the afflictions and the troubles that should have humbled you under God's mighty hand and brought you to repentance and brought you to crying out to God for mercy, but you took no notice. You carried on in your atheism. You carried on with your godless ways. You carried on denying God and the only Savior, and God will open the book and you will be judged according to your works. He will remind you of everything, of all that you've ever done. People, it will be revealed in that day the great skill that you used, the art and craft and cunning that you used, the evil, the perpetration of wickedness, using natural and God-given gifts to perpetrate wickedness and evil, to cheat and defraud other people, to work your promiscuous ways, and all kinds of evil and wickedness. God will remind you of all these things. And He will show you how you hardened your heart against Him and against the only Savior. People, when Jesus Christ comes again, it will be to judge the world in righteousness. The books will be opened, the Bible says, and the small and great, the mighty, are those that think they're mighty. Those that think they stand in a place of authority, the small and great, prime ministers and popes, prelates and priests, I tell you, and the common man on the street, the small and great, stand before God, and the book of God's remembrance will be opened, and you will be judged according to your works. And I tell you, on that day, the book of men's consciences will be opened to. Your conscience tells you nothing today because you've hardened it, because you've deadened it, because you've seared it as with a hot iron, the Bible says. Why is it that you think you are able to do heaven-daring sins? How is it you think promiscuity? How is it you think that you're able to carry on promoting your sodomy? How is it you think that you're able to carry on with false religion and everything that's anti-God? How do you think you're able to live at peace and carry on in such a course? Because your conscience is deadened, hardened by your sin and by its traffic across your mind. People, the day is coming when the book of your conscience will be opened and you'll stand before Almighty God. And I tell you, your conscience then will be fully awake. Your conscience then will be working in a very, very lively manner. People, today, your conscience, it secretly registers everything that you do. Oh yes, you harden yourself some more every time that you do it, but that conscience, it registers your every evil deed, your every evil thought, and your every evil work. Your conscience registers it. And people, the day is coming when God will open the book of your conscience, and every one of those sins will be very smartly and in a very lively fashion will be brought to mind. And that conscience will haunt you day and night throughout all eternity. In hell, in damnation, where the worm dieth not. That is where the conscience finds no rest, no peace for your soul, says God, for the wicked. People, in hell, in damnation, that conscience will gnaw at you for all eternity. You will never, never, never enter God's rest. The day is coming when God will open the book of your conscience. And people, all of these things registered in your conscience today, you think they're erased. You think they're worn out. You think they're forgotten. Deeds that you committed long, long ago. Oh, you say it's forgotten. Oh, you say nobody remembers. Oh yes, your conscience remembers. And when it's awakened, people, before Almighty God, I tell you, you'll stand before Him and you'll wet yourself with fear and dread. The conscience will burn you for all eternity. Your own deeds, your own works, by which you will be judged. People, when the Son of God, when Christ comes again, sins that you took no notice of while you were committing them, old sins, resurrected, brought up out of their tombs, and people, oh people, God will read your conscience with plain ease. He will read your conscience of every deed, every action, every word and thought that ever occurred in your earthly existence. But then there's another book that will be opened in that last and great day when the Son of God comes again, when Christ comes again to judge the world in righteousness. People, the book of God's law will be opened. That law that's above your state law, that law that's above Blair's and Brown's laws. They legislate for filth and uncleanness. They legislate for all kinds, all manner of greed and corruption in your society. But there's a law that's above theirs. They're nobodies. They're small fry. And the small and great stand before God, the Bible says, and give account, judged out of according to the book of God's law, that holy and perfect, faultless law which demanded perpetual obedience from you. It will point the finger at you. Jesus said, I didn't come to condemn. I didn't come to kill. I didn't come to judge. That was the first time. But the second time he comes is a different matter altogether. Then he comes, appointed to judge the world in righteousness. And that law that you've broken, that divine law, those commandments that you have transgressed, they will point the finger at you. They will condemn you. They will pronounce God's judgment, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. None righteous, no, not one. People, by the law of God, his commandments, you are under the curse of God's judgment and sin. Listen to what his word says. Cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of law of the law to do them. God's law, his commandments, no other gods but God, the true and living God, the God of the Bible, no other gods. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images, no idolatry. Honor thy father and thy mother, respect for parents. That immediately damns the majority of you young people with your rebellious and godless attitude towards your parents. You'll stand before God, the great and the mighty, the great and the small, stand before God, and the book of God's law will be opened, and that will condemn you. It will judge you because you have broken and trashed those commandments of God given to you for wholesome, good, clean living. Thou shalt not commit adultery, which people, which contravenes the law of your land. It forbids adultery. It forbids immorality of any kind. It forbids your promiscuity. It forbids your sodomizing people. It forbids the general sexual trends in your society today. People, out of this book, and by this standard, and by this law, God's law, you will be judged. You will not be judged by your own standard. You will not be judged by the standards of your favorite religion. You will not be judged by the standard of false religion. You will be judged according to the standards of God's law. The book will be opened and you will be judged according to your works. But then, people, there's another book that will be opened on that day, and it is the book of the gospel. And I tell you, that will be a good day for the righteous, for those who have trusted in Jesus Christ, for those who have put their faith in the Son of God, his death on the cross, and his resurrection from the tomb. For them, that will be a wonderful day, because they will find that what they trusted in, God's promise, God's Son, they will discover to their absolute amazement that the pardon of their sins, that their salvation is a reality. They will find out that they have treasure in heaven, treasure such as they never knew, never had upon earth. They will find out that all God's promises, all his threatenings, everything that he spoke in his word was absolutely true, and they're trusting in it. They will receive the glorious and wonderful benefits of their salvation. But you who do not obey the gospel of God, you who do not know God, you who do not trust, you who do not believe the gospel of God's Son, for you that will be a tragic day. For you who are unrighteous, that will be a dreadful and an awful day. people, there is no benefit in this book for unbelievers. There is no benefit at all for atheists. There is no benefit for the godless at all. Every promise that God issues in this Bible, in this book, people, it is presented to faith and to faith alone. Without believing, you cannot please God. Without believing, you cannot find God. Ask, says Jesus, and it shall be given, but you must ask in faith. Seek, says Jesus, but you must seek in faith, or you won't find. Knock, says Jesus, and the kingdom of heaven will be open to you. But if you don't knock in faith, people, it won't be open to you. God promises. He says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. But if you don't believe, you won't be saved. There's nothing in this book for unbelievers. It's only for faith. But people, for those who believe, oh, I tell you, it's a treasure chest. For those who believe, it's power. For those who believe, it's the power of God unto salvation. The dynamite of God, able to blow you out of a life of sin. No matter what sin entraps you, no matter what addiction holds you, people, no matter what it is that grips you in this life, I tell you, through faith in the Son of God, hey, if thou canst believe, says Jesus, everything, all things are possible to him that believeth. But people, to the wicked and unbelieving, people, as for the wicked and unbelieving, there's nothing here, only to faith. You must believe on the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt be saved. But then, people, the last book, the final book that will be opened in that last day, the book of life. I saw, John says, I saw the small and great stand before God, and God opened the book, and they were judged out of God's book, the book of life, people. All the names of God's elect, all the names of God's chosen, and God will take his finger down the pages, page after page after page, looking for your name. And if your name's not written in the book, people, if you haven't believed, if you haven't willingly come and submitted to the Son of God, people, if your name's not written in the book of life, people, no entrance to heaven. Hey, people, if your name is not written in the Lamb's book of life, you stand condemned, you stand judged, and there is only one end for you, and that's the lake of fire. That's God's judgment. That's the same place as the Antichrist. That's the same place as the devil and his hordes. Satan, the lake of fire, people, for all the impenitent, all the unbelieving, for those whose names are not written in God's book of life. How does a person get their name into God's book of life? Well, first of all, you do have to be chosen. You have to be chosen to life, says God. God's grace is free and sovereign, and he imparts it to whoever he wishes. But how does it come to a person? It comes to them by faith, believing. That's how the grace of God is realized. By faith and not by works. By faith, not by religion. Believing, people. Without faith, it's impossible. Impossible to please him. But faith in Jesus, in the Son of God, realizes the grace of God. People, when your sins are pardoned, for Christ's sake. When He washes you in His precious blood, that's what He came for. Christ died for the ungodly sinners, men and women who have ungodded themselves with sin, made themselves like brute beasts and even like devils. People, the Son of God came to rescue such, came to wash them, to make them clean, and to restore them to the image of God. But people, if your name's not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, if you've not believed in His name, if you've not been called and washed and justified before Almighty God, people, you're out of it. You're history. You're judged. You're condemned. You're damned. The lake of fire, hell forever and evermore. That's the end, people, of your unbelief and godlessness. Waken up. It's time to waken up, people, to the reality of your sin, the reality of God's kingdom, and the reality of the judgment, people, that is to come upon this world. The Bible says in its very last book, the book of Revelation, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. When those books are opened, what will befall you? When that book of God's remembrance is opened, when that book of your conscience is opened, what will God find, people? When the book of His law is open before you, all your transgressions will be revealed. When the book of the gospel, when the book of life is open, will your name be there? Only Jesus, by His blood, can put your name in that book. People, wake it up. Come to a realization of your own sin, and the realization that you do not sin with impunity, but there is a day of accountability, a day when all, great and small, shall stand before God and be judged out of those books. Today, while it is still today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your hearts. Today, now, says God, is the accepted time for what? Entering in to His gracious salvation through repentance and faith towards the Son of God, even Jesus, whom I present to you this afternoon. Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his thoughts, and the unrighteous man his thinking. Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Ask, says Jesus. Seek, says Jesus. Knock, says Jesus. And the door of the kingdom will be opened unto you. But if you don't ask, you don't get. You don't seek, you don't find, you don't knock, then the door is not opened up to you. People, whosoever shall call in faith, that is, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord Jesus, that is, shall be saved. Saved from that day of judgment, saved from that hell and damnation, saved from the wrath to come. Flee, run from it, into the arms of Jesus, the only Savior, the one who Himself declared, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And the Bible also says concerning Him, none other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved. I present the Son of God to you this afternoon and bid you, as God does Himself, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, God's commandment to you this afternoon, with a promise attached to it, and thou shalt be saved. Saved from sin's penalty, saved from its power, and saved from its presence that permeates this world in which you live. Believe, trust, that is, in Jesus Christ, the crucified and risen Savior, the only Redeemer and the only Son of God. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. You'd like to have a copy of God's Word? It's offered to you free of charge, without cost or obligation. People, it is the Word of God. It is powerful, it is mighty, it is able, I tell you, to make the simple wise. It is able to bring you to faith, impart to you the wisdom, the intelligence of God. It is able, I tell you, to save your precious soul. That is, if you read it, if you believe it, and you trust in the Savior of whom it presents to you, even Jesus, His crucifixion, His death, His burial, and His wonderful resurrection from the dead is all here in this book. And all you've got to do is take it out of my hand, take it home, and read for yourself and see that these things are shown. Come on, anybody willing to do the right thing for once in your life? Hey, people, eh? What will other people think about you, eh? What does it matter? It's what God thinks about you. That's what matters. The one that's able not only to kill your body, but to cast your soul into hell fire forever. God's the one that you should fear, not man. Fear God and you'll fear nothing else. People, have the courage, have the bottle, have the moral fiber for once in your life. Take a copy of God's Word home with you and read it. Devour it in faith, people. Take it into your soul, and I tell you, you'll never be disappointed. Never be put to shame, says God. Eh? The person that believes on the Son of God will never be put to shame. But on that day of judgment, when those books are opened and God judges the great and the small, oh, I tell you, people, fear and tremble at it, because it's already a reality. I'm not threatening you. I'm telling you like it is. It's going to happen. It is happening day by day, whether you like it or not. People, I'm giving you the chance of everlasting life. I'm giving you the chance to escape it. I'm giving you the chance. I'm giving you the option of a way out. Will you not take it? Will you not take the Word of God and read and examine the evidence for your own self and see that these things are so? That God sent His Son into the world that through Him that you might be saved. Well, I'm out of here. You got 10 seconds and I'll be gone. You want a copy of God's Word? You come and ask for one. God bless you.